school for the telebridge contact today. And through the help of amateur radio volunteers, the crew on the ISS, and Verizon Conferencing, we hope to soon establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 200 miles above the Earth over Australia. And this is all accomplished with ARIS, that's amateur radio on the International Space Station. And the ISS is currently flying over the Indian Ocean, and it's whizzing along around 17,500 miles an hour. Now, this contact will be performed using the Telebridge Network. That's a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. Now, ARIS is a consortium of volunteers from nine nations that develop and operate the amateur radio station on board the International Space Station. And some members of ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide AMSAT Radio Amateur Satellite Corporations, and NASA, and the amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS today is VK5ZAI in Australia, and that's operated by our good friend Tony Hutchison. And thanks for helping us out today, Tony.
Pleasure, Will.
Okay, lovely. And the contact today is possible because of a worldwide communication network provided courtesy of Verizon Conferencing, and we'd like to thank Mary, our operator, for helping us with that today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. And we're just about a little over 4 minutes until contact time. Now, our school for today is the Cedar Point Elementary School in Bristol, Virginia, and we're here now. I think this is the first, at least for me, that I'm moderating the contact from the site of the school. But we're going to briefly check in with the students, and I've asked science teacher Vicki Belcher to please tell us a little bit about the students in the school that are taking part today. So, Vicki?
Cedar Point Elementary School is located in Bristow, Virginia, and is part of the Prince William County Public School System. The school is attended by students in grades K through 5. Almost 1,000 students attend Cedar Point. Cedar Point is a school where space education is highly embraced by the administration and students. This May, students at Cedar Point will participate in Space Week, which has been a tradition at the school for 4 years. Students will participate in activities that will teach them about traveling and living in space and space exploration. In addition, students will learn about stars, constellations, and rocket propulsion. Since January, students at Cedar Point have participated in the Microbata Project at Utah State University, in which they have been growing pea plants using the same pea seeds and substrate that is used on the Russian side of the International Space Station. The results from this project are shared with students in the U.S., Russia, Japan, and those aboard the International Space Station.
Well, lovely. Thanks very much for that introduction, Vicki. And we're showing just 3 minutes until contact time. So, Tony, before the contact begins, could you please tell us about your station, where you are, and how you'll handle the conversation, please?
Thanks, Will. Good morning to everyone at Cedar Point. My ground station consists of the ASU FT-736 transceiver, driving a 100-watt amplifier and feeding a 10-turn helical antenna. For receiving, I'm using Rolloy's preamplifiers with the masthead. Audio is fed both ways by a home-designed and built interface unit. And the antennas are controlled by a dedicated SatTrack 3 computer. Kingston is a small rural town with a population of approximately 2,300 people, located on the southeast coast of South Australia. In the summer holiday season, the population doubles as tourists flock to the beaches for relaxing and fishing. The town serves a thriving rock lobster industry, along with sheep, cattle, deer farming, and in recent years, numerous vineyards and wineries have expanded in the area. An hour's drive from the east is Coonawarra, world renowned for its red wines, and to the south, the picturesque city of Mount Gambier, South Australia's second largest city, built on the site of an extinct volcano where the Blue Lake and forestry industry. Kingston and the southeast towns in general cater for many tourists during the year who flock to the magnificent beaches and scenic coastlines this part of Australia has to offer. Thanks, Will.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Tony, and thanks again for helping us out. We couldn't do these contacts without our volunteer network of ground stations around the world, and we appreciate your getting up so early in the morning to help us out with this contact. I'll just take a moment to remind everyone in the room here that we'd like cell phones off or set to vibrate so we can avoid interfering with the contact. So I'm showing just about a minute until rise time. So I want to remind everyone that what we're doing on board the ISS is an experiment. And so we can never tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. So I don't want you to be too disappointed if we don't get all the questions asked. And students, remember to say the word over at the end of your question. It's on your cue cards. That helps Tony with the transmitter. And in about 30 seconds, the space station should be coming over Australia. So Tony, it's all yours, and I wish everybody the best of luck.
Thanks, Will. Shortly I'll be calling the space station. The call sign is NA1SS. As soon as we establish a good, clear contact, I'll instruct Nathan to ask the first question, and then if you can all stand in line and speak very loudly, very clearly, and always say over so I can remember switching. Okay, stand by, and I'll call Charles now. Calling NA1SS, NA1SS. This is VK5ZAI. Do you copy, Charles?
That's not going to start hearing you. This is NA1SS, Charles. Go ahead.
Thanks, Charles. Very good morning from South Australia. This is Tony, VK5ZAI. It's a good, loud, clear signal. We have Cedar Point Elementary School online, and if you could go ahead and ask your first question, please, Nathan.
Hi, my name is Nathan, and I'm in the fourth grade. We have been participating in the Microlotto project with Utah State University since January. Our pea plants are 33 centimeters tall and have 10 pea pods. How tall are the pea plants in Lotta? Over.
Hi, Nathan. Congratulations for your wonderful plants. I've been talking to Misha Turin, who has been running the project here, and he says that our plants are 25 centimeters tall, but we have 20 pea pods. So I think we have probably more plants than you. And we are taking the plants down with us when we are coming back next Saturday for Earth support analysis.
Go ahead, Sabrina.
My name is Sabrina. I'm in the sixth grade. Do you know what Lotta will be growing next? Over.
Well, I have a problem understanding the Russian here, and the answer is that it's probably going to grow peas again or hops.
Richard?
Hi, my name is Richard, and I'm in the fifth grade. How do you eat in space, and do you like the food? Over.
Yes, Richard, I like the food very much. I had an opportunity to taste it on the ground, and it tastes just like on the ground, and we are eating it out of cans that are heated, but there are other kinds of dehydrated food as well.
Helen?
Hi, my name is Helen, and I'm in the fourth grade. How do you deal with being so secluded from everything? Over.
Thanks, Helen, but we are not that isolated. I am talking to you right now through Australia, through a telebridge. I mean, it's incredible, and we have an IP phone as well, and we have shortwave radio, and also TV transmission, so we are not really isolated.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Jane, and I'm in the fourth grade. What do you do for fun? Over.
Well, it's very simple for me. I just took a couple of my favorite books, but we are so busy, I hardly have any time to read them. And I also have a music player, so I'm well set.
Andrew?
Hi, this is Andrew, and I'm in the fourth grade. What is your job while visiting the International Space Station? Over.
Well, I'm a tourist, actually, so I don't need to have a job, but I signed up for a number of interesting science experiments to help along, for example, measuring the radiation in space.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Jake, and I'm in the fifth grade. Which do you like better, being on Earth or being in space? Over.
Jake, being in space is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it very, very much, but being on Earth is very, very special, and I will enjoy being back there even more than before.
Gordon?
Hi, I'm Gordon from fourth grade. What did it feel like to go up in the Soyuz rocket? Were you scared? Over.
That was an interesting surprise. I wasn't scared, but I thought it would be more loud, but we were so deep inside the rocket, it was sounding like a streetcar that was really shaking more than moving forward. So it was a very, very nice and smooth experience. A little bit shaky, but not scary, and not much stress on you.
Right.
Hi, my name is Frank, and I'm in the fifth grade. Is being in space what you thought it would be like? Over.
Yes, actually, it's very much what I thought it would be like, but it's a different thing feeling it and looking at the details. And if you look at my website, there's a kids section, and I've described what I thought before the flight, and I think it's very similar to what I will be writing after the flight.
Hi, it's Nathan again. What kind of changes has your body gone through now that you are in space? Over.
Well, the main change is all the fluids and the blood moving out from the lower extremities, your legs, into your upper torso and your head. So your head is swollen and your feet are very thin. And this has to be reversed when we are coming back. And I'm also a little bit taller because my back is extended because the gravity doesn't pull on it.
Sabrina?
Hi, it's Sabrina again. Do the stars look brighter now that you're out in space? Over.
I was looking at them yesterday evening, and it was like kind of a very, very clear night. And the main difference is that don't twinkle, because the twinkle comes from the atmosphere. So they are very steady. But apart from that, it's about the same as on a clear night, but looking from a desert, not from a city.
Richard?
Hi, this is Richard again. How are you chosen to go to the International Space Station as a space traveler? Over.
I have to admit to you, Richard, I was chosen by the old American way. I paid for it.
Dylan?
Hi, this is Dylan again. Now you've been 6 months, do you think you want to return for a second visit? Over.
First, I'd like to return to Earth, and then we'll think about it, but it's really very expensive in terms of time and in money.
Jane?
Hi, this is Jane again. What kind of memories are you going to take back to your family and friends about your visit? Over.
I think that the sights and the sounds that have come up on the space station, I think these are unforgettable memories.
Andrew?
Hi, this is Andrew again. How do you sleep in space, and is it hard to sleep? Over.
Sleeping is one of the best parts. It's very easy to sleep, and it's very quiet and just a floating sensation. I really need an alarm clock to wake me up in the morning.
Okay.
Hi, it's Jake again. How do you do daily functions such as brushing your teeth and taking a shower? Over.
Great question. You can brush your teeth just normally, but then you have to spit out the paste into a wet towel. And the shower, there's no such thing, but you can use a pre-wetted towel to wet your body down and then use a dry towel to dry up.
Gordon?
Hi, it's Gordon again. What is the International Space Station like? And is it as big on the inside as it looks from the outside? Over.
I explain it like having three city buses, one after the other. If you imagine that kind of space, that's the inside space. The outside space is enormous because we have these giant solar arrays that are hanging left and right, and there are several of them. So it is smaller inside than on the outside, but three city buses would be a good approximation.
Frank?
Hi, it's Frank again. Is it hard to swallow in zero gravity? Over.
Frank, you can try this out for yourself. Try to hang down from a branch or stand on your head and swallow something. And if you can swallow against gravity, well, you can swallow without gravity too.
Thanks, Charles. We have about 1 minute left. Vicki, would you have something to say?
Actually, we've got Haley here. So, Haley, go ahead with your backup question, please.
Sorry.
Hi, I'm Haley from fourth grade. What does Earth look like from space? Can you see storms and clouds over?
Haley, your transmission is not very clear. Could you please repeat the question or ask the principal to repeat it?
Charles, Haley's question is, what does the Earth look like from space? Can you see storms and clouds? Over.
Great question. It looks very much like a globe. It's very blue, and usually blue and white, because at night you can see the lightning between the clouds, and that indicates a storm. And it's truly beautiful. It's 80% water over the area that we are flying. So most of the time you look out, you see the blue and the white clouds.
Okay, Tony, we're just going to have Haley read the closing statement, if that's okay.
Go ahead, Haley.
Thank you so much for giving Cedar Point a chance to ask you our questions. We wish you good luck on the rest of your mission. Over.
Thanks very much. Go ahead, Charles, if you're still copying.
Okay, is there time for the group to do a big thank you, Tony?
Go ahead.
Okay, everybody, a big thank you to Charles, please. One, two, three.
Thank you!
Okay, very good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station BK5ZAI in Australia, operated by Tony Hutchison, contacted Dr. Charles Simonier, KE7KDP/HA5FIK, aboard the International Space Station, talking with students at the Cedar Point Elementary School in Bristow, Virginia. Verizon Conferencing donated the telecommunications facility so that we could share this occasion, and thanks to our operator, Mary, for helping us out. And now for the International Volunteer Team of ARIS, including the radio amateur satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, and NASA, this is Will Marchant, amateur radio operator KC6ROL, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms 73, which is best wishes. So congratulations, Cedar Point. You did an excellent job. Thanks for your help today.